from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The sky's the limit, right?
I was really excited to get everything going and get the season started.
It's training camp time.
Yeah, baby!
It's the Morning Shift gives you all the action live from Flowery Branch.
Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, and Bo Morgan.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app for our 2024 Falcons training camp coverage. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Move it that inspires. Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. This is the Morning Shift, a celebratory morning shift, if you may. I am him, Squid Billy, and he is the All-American national champion. Bro. Former Atlanta Falcon, Michael P. Johnson in the house. And Mike, we have a lot to discuss this morning.
Can somebody check my ears? Because I swear Bo just said, I am him. Am I making that up?
I am him. Who is Squid Billy?
That's what he said.
First of all, you're 41. You can't say I am him.
I can say whatever I want. It just absolutely does not apply. I don't look 41, so I can say it.
I love you to death. I'm going to stop you right there in your tracks. Okay?
Don't you start this show with negativity.
No.
Don't you
start it by saying I am him.
I will turn this show around and we will restart it.
Please don't. Oh, man.
Just say the word, Bo. I'll play that intro again. We'll do it again. We've done it before.
I was a part of a Nick Saban practice. He used to start it over all the time. I don't like it. I got scars from that kind of thing.
I've heard you restarted a workout or two before.
That was not good either. look, man, like I just said in the crossover, we just did that clock and end video, walking out around on the field. It is our last day out here in Flowery Branch. We have been the eyes and the ears, and we'll continue to be all day. We will get into practice. That was yesterday, because Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins, the offense absolutely hitting its stride and going off yesterday. Drake London just decided that it was going to be Drake London Day in the branch, man. But you and I are flanked today by Jersey Mike, and then other than that, absolutely nobody. Straight up Conor McGregor style. Absolutely nobody.
You know what I hear?
It's the Mike and Squid bare bone style morning shift, which is going to be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, that means there's more of me.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, you're him, so evidently.
Your point, Drake London was him yesterday, too.
Yeah, he was.
It's the funniest thing, and I know we got to get to the big
news. We don't have to do anything. It's just me and you. We don't have to do anything.
All right, let's just do this then. We filled in with Sandy yesterday, and you took the first shift. I took the second shift. And so I got to watch the special teams portion of practice before I came in here. And I go, all right, well, I'm going to sneak out there and watch the last couple of, little series for the 2 minute stuff they're probably doing or whatever. And I walk out there and I end up getting like 45 minutes because they actually practiced longer than I thought. And, you know, Mike, I'm standing there and Arch and I are talking and he just looks at me and goes, Drake's going off today. And I just paused and I said, yeah? He goes, oh, yeah. He's called everything in like a 3 mile radius of him. And apparently he was just on fire. Drake London. And he even, and Arch goes, look, give the quarterback some credit. They've put the ball there, but he has went and got everything.
Yeah. Absolutely a lot of fun to watch. And you and I have been very high for obvious reasons on Kyle Pitts throughout training camp. Casey Washington, also a big connection yesterday with Michael Penix, which is a lot of fun to watch. But, I mean, it was the Drake London show in a lot of different ways. And really, honestly, it might have been just the quarterback show in a couple of different ways yesterday, depending on who you talk to. But Drake London, absolutely his best day at camp. It's not even in doubt. And when you stack that on top of our conversations yesterday about him going over under 1,000 yards with Zeno, as he said in yesterday, and the conversations about Kyle Pitts over under 4.5 touchdowns. I mentioned you yesterday. I don't think it's just over 4.5 touchdowns for him as far as Vegas goes. I think he runs 4 of them in across the goal line. I think this is not a jump ball or, you know, running under the goalpost and being able to go up and catch a ball. I think he absolutely, his yak explodes this year because that's what we've seen in training camp so far. I mean, he's done great in one-on-ones, don't get me wrong. He's breaking off Jesse Bates and DeMarco Helens before the injury. But Kyle Pitts being able to hit the ball, you know, catch the ball in stride, much like we saw at Secondary High School and some of the other days out here, that's been the most fun thing to watch in camp for me. And we caught up with him, obviously, Monday and heard all the same things. Drake London yesterday, though, exploding on the scene and kind of wrapping a bow on that, man. I feel like the sky's the limit. And you know, I get questions all the time about what exactly is Drake London. Drake London, to me, is I don't want to go too far out there. Right now in his career, I think he's Mike Evans light. And Mike Evans is not – because Mike Evans is not a burner, right? For the most part, Mike Evans is not going to beat you deep at this point. And that's just not what Drake London is. Even when we talked to Drake, it was like he's like, I'm not the fastest guy on the team. I'm a basketball guy.
He's not going to beat you deep with Tyreek Hill-type speed. Mike Evans is not. He's going to beat you, though, because of – how good of a route runner he is, yeah. Coupled with the fact that he's a good 50-50 ball guy, and Drake is kind of starting to lean into that as well as far as his route running is doing nothing but improve. He is one of the best 50-50 ball guys as well, and it's just fun to watch. The Falcons make a move yesterday, and some people hit me up and they're like, oh, well, and I'm going to get to this move in a second, but they said, well, I'm still worried about this and that. And I'm still worried about cornerback. I'm still worried about wide receiver. And I said, well, I don't know why you're worried about wide receiver, because I think they got 4 or 5 guys that fit exactly what this offense is. I think Drake can fit what it is. I think Ray McCloud. I think Darnell Mooney. I think Kyle Pitts. I think Bijan Robinson. I think they have guys they can spread the ball around too easily. And I think a quarterback like, and I said I think a lot, but I know a quarterback like Kirk Cousins can make average receivers good, because right, that's what elite style quarterbacks and elite processors do. But then I addressed the cornerback issue by saying, well, first off, the secondary is way deeper than we're giving it credit for, with guys like Hamilton and King playing like where I think Mike Hughes.
I hope you're right about that, man.
I think Mike Hughes is a better player than people give him credit for. And I think Clark Phillips has got a good role, too, along with D. Alford. And we don't talk about AJ. But you know what the best friend of a secondary is, Mike?
Tell him about it.
An edge rusher that can get home consistently. And yesterday, the reports are, and the team has not sent out the official confirmation email, but the Falcons have traded a 2025 third-round pick for Matthew Judon, who is a 4-time Pro Bowler, New England Patriots stud. He was a 5th-round draft pick by the Ravens, and I believe it was 2016 draft. There is some things that are being said on the socials about Judon that are just inaccurate. Just got the tweet a few minutes ago. Yeah, he's old and he's injury bug has gotten him in his career. inaccurate.
Well, let me step in there because I think I hear negatives on the socials too, and they have nothing to do with either one of those. The socials that I've heard are selfish player, you know, doesn't want to be a team player, and it, you know, has made a fool of himself out of practice. People are looking at one day out of this man's career. If you talk to anybody else that's been around Matthew Judon, it's, hey, plays catch with kids before practice. I mean, heck, even as recent as yesterday before all this news came down, Gerard Mayo's saying he's been awesome in the meeting room and he's done every single thing that we asked him to do. Yep. So I think it's revisionist history to go, well, you know, I saw him sitting on a trash can 3 weeks ago. He was in a bad mood. This man thinks he deserves probably three times the amount of money he's making at the end of a four-year deal, making, what, $6.5 million this year. And he thinks he's worth 20. And look, I just –
And who am I to say he's not with the numbers he's put up?
Look, I'm very intrigued to see where this goes numbers-wise. And that's on both ends. I'm talking about how much he's making, average annual value, and what the length of the contract actually is. Is it all guaranteed? Is it? It's not going to be Danielle Hunter type money.
I think it would be closer to Danielle Hunter type. I think if you look at it, you're going to get about 3 years with somewhere around that.
What's Danielle? 26 per year over 2 years, all guaranteed. I think that's what it was. $52 million.
Well, I think it would. Let me rephrase. I think it'll be similar to what this team offered Danielle Hunter, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that.
Because, you know, when you look at it, Danielle Hunter's been in the league one more year, and he does have more sacks. He's been in a year longer, and
he's coming off a good year.
Yeah, and he's coming off a year where he had 16.5 sacks, which was his best year of his career. But Mike, he's not a selfish player. He has done those things you said according to reports. What I would tell you though is this injury bug thing is inaccurate. He's only 32. That's not as old as people want to make out. You know, it's funny because we overdo some things. Do I think he's got 6 years left? No. I think he's got 3 to 4 maybe years of his prime left, which is all I need. 32 sacks in his last 32 games. He missed 4 games in 5 years in Baltimore. 4. And then you turn around and you look at New England. The first 2 seasons he was there, he played every game.
Yeah.
And then, yes, he had the torn bicep. What are you supposed to do? I mean, you know, you tear a bicep, that happens. It's one of those things. That's a physical position. Do you wonder how he comes back from that? Absolutely. You hope that he has done everything possible to get ready. But that said, you know, he's coming off 4 straight Pro Bowl seasons other than last year with the injury. And he was, you know, he was in the ranking, the voting for the defensive player of the year in 22.
Yeah, he's absolutely been a game changer, and hopefully he will continue to be a game changer for the Atlanta Falcons, man. The phone lines will be open today, 404-726-0929. When we come back, we're going to talk about those Atlanta Braves out there on that West Coast, ripping off 3 in a row and doing something yesterday that they haven't done, but maybe 2 or 3 times all season. We'll dive into those Atlanta Braves on the other side of the break. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. It's Morning Shift. Mike and Bo. Be back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike and Squid.
And Jersey Mike.
There's too many mics around this place, man.
I totally agree.
It's crazy.
But tell them where we are. We are live.
Live.
From the home of Matthew Judon. Flowery Branch, Georgia.
Do you think, and I don't know where the Patriots practice. Do you know where they practice?
I think they practice up there at Foxborough, yeah. In that area. Yeah,
it's a good
Patriots
thing.
One or whatever place
I'm
or whatever.
I'm so curious when free agents sign here, you know what their thought process is as they drive to Flowery Branch. They're like, man, I thought I was in the A.
Atlanta's a big city, man. It's like an hour. You can drive around for an hour north.
It's like, are we in Fulton? No. It must be DeKalb. Nope. Gwinnett? Nope. Keep going. Hall? Yep. Hall County up here, holding it down, man. It's so funny. And just real quick, a story about that. When I came here for my visit during the draft process, I flew here with Rolando McClain, one of my college teammates, and we kind of land. And the guy picks us up in a van, and he's like, I mean, it's like 10 o'clock at night, and he's like, hey, if y'all want to just take a nap, I'd strap in for a little bit. Got about an hour to the hotel. Ended up staying out at Lake Lanier Islands the night before and waking up early and coming in and visiting with Thomas and Smitty. But, man, it's quite a poke out here. But we are out here, like Bo said, live in Flower Branch. It's the last day of training camp for us, man. But fireworks have been a lot of fun to see this team kind of grow into itself, I guess is the best way to put it, because so many unknowns, Bo, coming into the season with a new head coach and Kirk Cousins and all these new pieces and draft picks and everything else, and kind of start to watch this team grow a personality over the last few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And I think guys are – everybody's getting comfortable with their roles, and that's why when you bring in a guy like Matthew Judon, I think it I don't want to say it shakes things up, but it does change a little bit, right? We've looked at what we think everything is going to be, like how Caden Ellis is going to be used, for example, right? We've had talks with you and I and Arch have talked about that on and off the air, and at the practice field, like, well, I think this guy might be doing this, and you know, maybe he's doing that. And you look at Arnold Ebiketie, can this be his breakout year? Or, you know, here comes Mr. Bonafide, right?
Yeah.
And now, do those guys' roles change? Do those guys become more effective at the roles, Mike? You can answer this as good as anyone, because I know, you know, yesterday you were talking and a couple of days now you've talked a couple of times about things you've seen from the offensive line and identity, right?
Yeah.
What does this do to the identity of the defense? Because basically, does Matthew Judon come in and make guys who they had this, well, if this guy could get this guy could do that, he could learn how to do this, boom. Well, now those guys maybe are quicker, they're accelerated faster in those positions because they're not going against they're getting singled team now instead of and where they might have seen a double team because Judon might garner that attention. Or, you know, if you're following me, like, does that change the way they get played so they're more effective?
I'm not ready to say that. I think the way I look at it is this so far. You know what? It's a lot like the Hawks, the way I feel about the Hawks right now. All right, you sent DeJounte Murray away. All right, you might have you know, a couple young draft picks that you think will kind of, you know, pick up some of that slack. But the bottom line is Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, you know, were 6.5 sacks each last year, right? And so those guys walked out the door, and without replacing those guys and really knowing how that's going to come along, and then we get into training camp, and, you know, I'm like, all summer, I'm like, man, they're not signing him back because they really see something from Arnold Ebiketie, and, you know, he's going to hit the next level, and that's why they didn't feel a need to get a first-round guy, and that's why they didn't want to overpay Danielle Hunter, because they see something in these younger guys. They see something they really love in Lorenzo Carter. It's time to hit the next level. Well, when Braylon Trice, you know, gets put on IR and kind of circles the urgency for that, it's no longer – you know, addition by subtraction. Now it's just a straight up hole in the lineup. You know what I mean? And you kind of come to that reality over the last 3 weeks that hole has to be filled at some point by a guy like Matthew Judon.
And I think now, based on what I've seen, you have officially replaced both those guys.
Yeah.
I think Matthew Judon is, at this point in his career, he had 4 sacks in 4 games last year before he got injured.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about, what's he got left in the tank? Assuming he does what every other professional athlete does and rehabs to the best of their ability, why can't he come back and still be that guy? Because he's clearly figured out some stuff, right,
yeah,
in this league of how they play him. But you also – so that's – let's just say you replace Calais with him, and he might even be better. You know, you might – at this point in his career, I would say it's safe to say he probably is.
I hope so.
You also replace Bud Dupree, though, with James Smith-Williams, because I think in the run game at least, he can be – what Bud Dupree was. That's right. Your hope.
Yeah.
And to your point, what if you still, you know, what if you find a way to make some more money work? I read reports that came out late last night from some somewhat credible sources that Justin Simmons went to dinner with Grady Jarrett and A.J. Terrell in the front office when he was here, and it went well. So, and if he's meeting with those guys, maybe those guys are saying, hey, we're going to restructure to get you in here to make this work.
All right, I'm going to stop you there because we do have to talk about what's going on in San Francisco last night. The Braves, big winners, 13-2 over the San Francisco Giants. And listen, last night you got a big shot in the arm when our boy Michael Harris stepped up to the plate. Here's what it sounded like.
This ball is hit deep to right. Are you kidding me? Welcome back, Michael Harris. A grand slam into McCovey Cove.
Mm-hmm. It's a wet tater.
I'm with that guy. Let's go.
It didn't bounce off the sidewalk into McCovey Cove. Cleared everything, cleared the rail, and straight into the kayaks, man, when Michael Harris steps back up to the plate. But a welcome sight. Now, unfortunately, you did have Grant Holmes come up, and that was in the bottom of the first. He gives up a skinny tater, you know, a skinny fry tater right there, bounced off the top of the wall. Jorge Soler couldn't get a glove on it. But an overall dominant performance, man. You absolutely love to see it when you look at Soler. Obviously exiting the game with the tightness yesterday, but everything seems good with that. Austin Riley
hopefully
gets a
yeah.
hit. You know, Matt Olson, an opposite field tater, he goes 2-for-4. But this is the best game overall that this team has played in what seems like months, Bo.
I slightly disagree. I think
you think they've played – I don't know if they've played a better game this year.
Okay, well, again, offensively, yes, completely agree. I think from what they did in the standpoint, that 1-0 victory, not doing anything to lose that has been great. They're pitching. They're starting pitching. I mean, let's talk about the starting pitching, Mike. They've gotten 20 innings from their starters in this series, and they have 4 earned runs and 20 innings from starting pitching. If you're keeping score at home, Robbie Ray gave up 5 and 2 and a third. Two-thirds of an inning last night.
He looked like he had Vaseline on the baseball the way he was throwing it.
Yeah, and not
in a good
not,
way.
Not just a right. tad to get a little spin. I mean, it was like a glob of it all over the ball. I mean, his ball was loaded with Vaseline last night. And so I'm sorry. I couldn't. I just had to. This series so far, the starting pitching has been phenomenal.
Somebody check this man.
If I had told you that Grant Holmes was going to – all right, yesterday, let's just start this. Let's just say this. Yesterday, we were sitting here with the eternal optimist, the Colonel, and he said that it was a dead, easy bet to pick the Giants because Grant Holmes was going. The Braves have won 2 10-inning games. Take the Giants all day long. Well, Grant Holmes goes out there and throws 7 innings. You said it, 2 home runs he gave up, 6 strikeouts. His fastball has been phenomenal this season, and at least from a starter aspect. And he just locked it down. And now you have a chance to go for a sweep to get back to 9 games over .500 if you can win this afternoon with Max Fried on the mound against Logan Webb. Like, everything is in front of you, and you got to keep going. The problem is the Phillies got back on track a little bit last night. The Diamondbacks and the Padres continue to be red hot, so you've gained no ground in the wild card. However, you're 2 games up over the Mets for the last spot in the wild card, and, Mike, you haven't lost ground either.
Yeah, and look, let's keep the main thing, and we've cast off the NL East for so long now, but we've talked about it a number of times. You still have 7 games against the Phillies left in the season. Right, you still have 7 games there. So I think what's awesome, too, about Grant Holmes last night, and we've talked about it, he's an older guy. He's honestly, in a lot of ways, he's kind of in the role of like a Charlie Morton, where he's kind of caught on later in life than a lot of starting pitchers do. But the peripherals around Grant Holmes are good. Like, this is not some guy that's just, making guys miss and getting lucky and rolling over double plays, man. He's missing bats at a really high clip right now.
I'm going to tell you this. The AJ Minter news, we have to mention, looks like he's out for the year with hip surgery.
Stinks.
Now, hear me out. Grant Holmes, what he's doing as a starter, if you were to make the playoffs and make a run, what Grant Holmes gives you, to me, is a guy that if you need to, you can call in the 6th inning, maybe the 7th in a playoff game, because you got to – and now Jimenez, who was pitching in the 7th, can maybe move to the 8th. Because Holmes is not going to be a start in the playoffs unless something else happens badly, right?
Yeah.
So just remember that. These innings, while they might seem like throwaway 5th, 6th starter stuff, they're important.
Give me all of that. Here's what I'll say, man. This is what we're going to do. It's just me and Squid hanging out today. So we're going to open the phone lines coming up here on the other side of the break. 404-726-0929. We want to hear your thoughts on the Matthew Judon trade and what this means for the Falcons now, what this means for the Falcons in the long term, and how you feel this season is going to go with Matthew Judon in the fold. 404-726-0929. It's the Morning Shift. Stick with us here, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Every day is a blessing. You get to be able to play in the NFL is a privilege.
Back to the Morning Shift.
Live from Flowery Branch for Falcons Training Camp. Exclusive camp coverage is brought to you by attorney Ken Nugent. Getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Morning Shift. Squid Billy, Mike Johnson hanging out here live from Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. We want to hear from you and your thoughts on the Matthew Judon trade, what it means for the Atlanta Falcons, what it means for Matthew Judon, what you think of him as a player.
Yeah, how does it make you feel? I asked the question last night. It's like, okay, how you feeling now? Because this is a move, Mike, that we've talked, a void on this roster that for years that we've talked about, you know, what do they do? And I think you look at this, the front, Mike, and I think a guy like Matthew Judon makes everybody better. Okay, how does this affect Arnold Ebiketie if he's coming off one side and Judon's coming off the other? How does it affect David Onyemata and Grady Jarrett and, I mean, Zach Harrison, who we've seen good things from, Brandon Dorlus, who I think is a guy that this team not only needs to step up this year as a rookie and really contribute, but I think he's capable of that. I think he could be, at the end of the season, the rookie we're talking the most about. You know, Caden Ellis. There's times you might see Caden Ellis coming off the edge and Matthew Judon's on the other side, right? I mean, so how does this make you feel? I asked the question, and I was pleasantly surprised. I thought a lot of people saw that this was not only a needed move, but this was a move that said we are not going to sit quietly and watch teams pass us or watch, you know, we have a guy go down. We're going to make moves. It reassured me that the 2024 Falcons think they have a chance to make a run at, you know, in the playoffs and possibly in it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and make bold proclamations that this takes them from a wild card team to a Super Bowl contender. I tell you what, because I just think it's ridiculous and silly to say those things. But I do think that this tells you that the front office and that coaching staff, they think that this team can do something, but they needed to add a piece, and they went and got the piece they think they added, they needed to add, and yeah. There might be another move still to come.
Yeah, I think there probably is, and they're going to have to move some money around. We'll get into the financials of it throughout the show, obviously, as the reaction continues. Right now, though, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Bryson up in Alpharetta. Bryson, what you think about the Judon trade, buddy?
Well, first of all, I just want to say Squid Nation.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I appreciate Jesus. You.
Bryson, no I was problem. Having a good morning.
So
all
I
right,
would,
go ahead.
I would just say that, first of all, I feel excited about it. I mean, he's probably, like I think I said somebody yesterday, he's probably the pass rusher we've had since John Abram. I would say I'd say that's arguably true. I would say that it gives us a lot of, and I'm very excited about this season, and I think we have a chance of winning 10 to 12 games this year. With Judon, I feel like this is didn't you ask this in the question that what does this mean for Judon?
Yeah.
I would say that coming from the Patriots, who are expected to win maybe 2 to 3 games this year, to a team that's going to potentially contend for the division and possibly further into the playoffs. I think it's a big step late in his career. So yeah. That's all.
I think that's a great call, man. Thanks for calling in, Bryson. 404-726-0929. I think that's actually a good point that I haven't even thought about yet. And obviously the reaction's still pretty fresh. I mean, we're only 12 hours into this news, right? But when you look at the situation with the New England Patriots, they're turning things over. They have $45 million in cap space right now. Like, think about that. You're Matthew Judon. You think you deserve 3 times the amount of money that you're getting, and your team has $45 million in cap space.
That's a very good point, Mike.
They've extended 5 other people on that roster, and yet you know that they're in a situation where they're not going for it this year, and you can't get your money, right? And now you're stepping in. Now you're stepping into a division that's very winnable and a team that feels like it is playoff bound, and the window is now. So hopefully that puts a little pep in his step as well. So, all right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's head up to Zach in Kennesaw. Zach, what's going on? Good morning. How you think the Matthew Judon trade is going to play out, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, you know, I think this is that moment I think we've all been kind of waiting for in the offseason. I mean, you kind of know that everybody's kind of had a little something just waiting on some movement in the league and stuff. But I like it. I think when it came down with Judon and Reddick, you know, you just – there's too much – I felt like Judon was the best fit for us. I mean, I know Reddick, he's a beast, you know, a little bit younger. But at the same time, like, I think you look at that locker room and what Raheem and them are doing, and it's a great fit. I think from a team perspective, you have a guy now that they have to game plan and scheme for, that's going to open up options for other people. That front will be nasty, which will help the back. But to be honest with you, if you add Simmons and you got Simmons and Bates running back end, or they drop it to a big nickel package or something and help out with the cornerbacks and AJ, dude, we're talking about a legit defense, man. Like, I mean, yeah. if you're talking about holding the back end and that front end getting nasty, I'm liking what we're working with right now.
Front end getting nasty. I like the phone call, Zach. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening, buddy.
By the way, happy birthday to Matthew Judon. Today is his birthday.
Really?
It is absolutely.
I thought, yeah, and yesterday it was Zach Harrison yesterday, I want to say. It might have been his birthday. Yeah.
So it is actually his birthday. Hassan Reddick.
Every year you spend your birthday in training camp. That's rough.
Hassan Reddick turns 30 2 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
And I think the Hassan Reddick comparison is good. I'm glad Zach brought that up. You know, the difference in Hassan Reddick and Matthew Judon is I think Hassan Reddick's going to want 5 years at least. And I think he wants $30 million easily.
Yeah.
I don't think Judon's going to cost as much or have as many years on his contract. Not to mention, the way I've talked to some people and the locker room guy that Reddick is and that Judon is they're not even close.
Yeah.
And Judon is the better guy, and I think the better leader from what everything I've read and the few things I've been told off the record by people just make about both of these guys. I think they got the better fit. I'm not saying a better player because Reddick might go out there and have 20 sacks if he does play this year, and Judon might get 12. But it's not always about that.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Yesterday, when you woke up, Falcons had about $3 million in cap space. Yet, they are planning on paying their new edge rusher, Matthew Judon, I don't know, $18, $19, $20 million. How are they going to make that work? Well, we got all the answers. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.